You're listening to City Lights on WABE, where ATL meets NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes. The AIDS Quilt has found a new home in downtown Atlanta. And now, as the quilt turns 30, it's preparing to make the move to a digital home as well. The NAMES Project Foundation, which acts as custodian for the more than 49,000 panels, has a new storefront on Lucky Street. Producer Mike Johns paid them a visit and has this story.
Walking into the new home of the AIDS Quilt, you get a sense of the old being made new again. From the Atlanta streetcar passing by just outside to the pressed tin tiles in the ceiling. And, as Julie Rhodes shows me, so too with the quilt. She points out some new panels they have hanging up on the wall.
And we have a panel from a Havathakam synagogue that our dear friend Alan Landis passed away, and the synagogue started a panel in his honor, but it turned into a very compelling statement about Jewish values of equality and inclusion and all sorts of other things that the synagogue felt was important.
Rhode is the president and CEO of the NAMES Project Foundation, which, along with the quilt, had been headquartered in Midtown since 2002.
Our last location, we had predominantly warehouse and a small space to engage people in real time in the space.
The new location affords the organization much more room for offices and to interact with groups and individuals coming to see the quilt. And while portions of the AIDS quilt are on display there, the bulk of it, which amounts to roughly 54 tons of quilt blocks, is housed in a warehouse in Tucker.
The warehouse is a place where we love to have volunteers come and help us with folding and refolding, packing and shipping. It's a great space for groups to do their community service projects, making boxes. All of those things happen out at the warehouse. And it's a pretty active place.
The quilt today is used primarily as a tool for advocacy and education. In that arena, and with the foundation's move to their new Lucky Street address, the operative word is access.
We are easier to get to. You know, that's really the bottom line. Not only is it a beautiful space, our landlords are artists. So they understand the value of material culture and what art can do. And when we have a group in here, we have the opportunity to help them see their story in the quilt and to see the story of other people's lives and other communities just by how we display quilt sections, right?
And the NAMES Project is developing a new way to display the quilt digitally, and that is where Anne Balsamo comes in.
I'm a member of the board of trustees for the NAMES Project, and I'm also a dean at the University of Texas at Dallas.
And so there's a touchscreen table.
The roughly coffee table-sized screen is a colorful jumble of quilt blocks. Zoomed all the way out to view the entire digital quilt, the individual pieces are reduced to almost dots. Anne puts her fingers to the screen and zooms in all the way down to a single panel.
This is block 0001, 0002. So these would have been the first six blocks.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing some of these names here. Bruce Harris, Bobby Campbell.
We call this AIDS Quilt Touch. And this version is designed for a touch table. And it enables you to zoom into the quilt. And at this scale, you are seeing a virtually stitched together quilt.
Is this the entire thing?
Wow. It's 5,900 blocks, 48,000 panels.
If you think of the last time the quilt was displayed like this in the real world, you may remember photos of it laid out on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. That was in 1996, and the quilt covered the entire mall. In the decades since then, about 1,000 new blocks have been added. The NAMES Project began photographing the quilt years ago, and those images are on their website, but searching through them is still a little bit clunky.
You can look it up by panel, block number, or you can look it up by a name.
But here, on a large touchscreen and digitally stitched together, you get a much better sense not only of the enormity of the quilt, but the countless personalities and stories that it holds. There is a story behind each panel of the quilt and every name listed on it. The idea with AIDS Quilt Touch is to integrate those into the program.
That eventually will be the architecture that puts those stories together with the images, and at the same time gets us into a digital platform. Because I think that once you're in a digital platform, people still want to dive into the fabric.
So this seems like a gargantuan amount of work went into not only, you know, putting the photographs together and digitizing this information, but, you know, making it, you know, giving it this sort of presentation where everything's indexed like this.
So what we have been doing is for almost 15 years, wow. Julie and I have been collaborating on this idea. And then I have a team of researchers who have been my traveling companions, who are virtuosic digital designers and digital programmers and so on. They've been working on it concept-wise. We knew how to do it 12 years ago, but we didn't have money to do it until the National Endowment for the Humanities gave us the first little bit of money to get started.
The Touch program is still in development. Balsamo tells me they are considering a sort of crowdsourcing project to get the public to help index the panels.
We'll ask you a set of prompts. What names are on the block? But tell us what else is on the block. So it looks like a letter. What does the letter say? It's a rainbow. What else is on there? A cloud. Because the richer we can make the archive, the more accessible it'll be.
And there's that word again, access. This new storefront location, along with the warehouse, which packs and ships portions of the quilt to go on display around the country, is all about allowing more people to access this giant memorial. Putting the entire quilt and its millions of stories literally at people's fingertips will open up that access in untold ways. If Julie Rode and Anne Balsamo have their way, someday in the future, you'll be able to pull up the quilt on your computer, zoom in on a panel, and read the stories behind the names you find there. Indeed, it's the countless stories that the quilt contains that keeps this 30-year-long project vital.
And this is not a dead monument. You say this all the time. This is a living memorial. Its work is not done.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
The new home of the AIDS Memorial Quilt is now open on Lucky Street in downtown Atlanta. They hope to make the AIDS Quilt Touch program available this December in time for World AIDS Day. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.